From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Vincent Bruce reporting. At least two dozen deaths in Ukraine in pro-Russian rebels' military attack. Rebels have launched an offensive on the key Ukrainian port city of Mariupol. In an escalation, the European Union foreign policy chief warns could lead to a further grave deterioration of EU-Russian relations. Ukrainian authorities say at least 30 people were killed Saturday when rockets hit a residential area of Mariupol. NATO Secretary General Jean Stoltenberg issued a statement saying the offensive, quote, is in utter disregard of the ceasefire. He said Russian troops have been supporting rebel operations. Both Stoltenberg and EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini urged Russia to stop providing the rebels with military and financial support. Japan's government is investigating a video appearing to show that Islamic State militants have killed one of two Japanese hostages they have been holding. The video features a still image of one of the Japanese men, journalist Kenji Goto, holding up photos of the other hostage, Haruna Yukawa, in which he appears to have been beheaded. The Islamic State group, which now holds a third of both Syria and Iraq, had threatened Tuesday to behead the hostages within 72 hours unless it received a $200 million ransom. Thousands of Yemenis marched in protest Saturday against the Shiite rebel Houthi group 2 days after the resignation of the president and the government. Sources close to the situation said the resignations of Yemeni President Abd Rabu Mansur Hadi and the government of Prime Minister Khaled Baha has left U.S. anti-terror operations in the country paralyzed. Senior U.S. security officials said U.S. counterterrorism operations have been suspended. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama will make history in the coming days as the first American president to attend India's Republic Day ceremony on January 26th. VOA correspondent Aru Pandey has more from New Delhi.
For New Delhi resident Aditi Banga, who attends every year, this year's festivities will be different.
The president of the U.S. is going to visit us, and we are very delighted and very indebted towards the United States of America that the president agreed to be our guest and guest forever.
Security is unprecedented in New Delhi, with some 50,000 police and military personnel deployed throughout the Indian capital and a no-fly zone set to be in place during the parade on Monday. Mr. Obama's trip comes just 4 months after he welcomed Prime Minister Modi to the White House in September, when the leaders of the world's largest democracies pledged to work together on issues such as boosting trade, countering climate change, and fighting terrorism. Aru Pandey, VOA News, New Delhi.
World leaders are arriving in Saudi Arabia to pay respects following the death of King Abdullah. Despite deep tensions between the nations, Iran's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, was one of the first to arrive Saturday. U.S. President Barack Obama will cut short his visit to India to fly to the Sunni-ruled kingdom on Tuesday. Others arriving to offer condolences and meet the new king include Britain's Prince Charles and Prime Minister David Cameron, French President François Hollande, and Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. The 90-year-old king died Friday after being hospitalized with pneumonia. He is succeeded by his half-brother, King Salman. U.S. President Obama says it's time to do more to restore the link between hard work and growing opportunity for every American. In his weekly address Saturday, the president reiterated economic points he made in his State of the Union address last Tuesday. Mr. Obama says with a much improved economy, the country now has to choose what it wants the future to look like. U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Roberta Jacobson has wrapped up a visit to Havana, saying her talks there mark an important step forward in restoring diplomatic relations with Cuba.
We also address continuing areas of deep disagreement between the United States and Cuba. This includes our concern about progress in the areas of freedom of expression and human rights.
This week's meetings in Havana come a month after President Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro announced the two countries were prepared to normalize ties after more than 50 years. There's more on all of these stories at our website, voanews.com. You can visit there 24 hours a day. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.